Hare Krishna. Today I'm going to comment on part of a answer Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave to the question, how should we preach to ordinary people? And part of the answer is that those who claim to be religious preachers are busy trying to protect their own existence by flattering others. By speaking and hearing the truth, one's popularity is unlikely to be enhanced. Therefore, we are not interested in the sympathy or support of ordinary people who are averse to the Lord. Of course, this is a principle that Srila Prabhupada had instructed to us and echoed. He said, if we have to choose between compromising our principles and remaining small, then let us stay small. He said, let us stay small, but pure. Purity is the force. If we can grow large and remain pure, that's ideal. But if not, then let us stay small. We are not interested in compromising our values or compromising our principles because materialistic people are going to find that our principles may be very conservative or may not be in vogue with the modern way in which materialistic people think, and the argument comes up and will continue to come up, then we can be much more popular, we can gain more followers, we can gain more money, more financial support, and our existence will be much more secure politically if we pamper to the greater voice of society, materialistic society. There are different examples of this. For instance, sometimes it's proposed that rather than interpreting illicit sex life to be sex life outside of marriage for any other purpose than having children, if we just emphasize that it's sex life outside of marriage, in other words, that it's not restricted within marriage only to having children, we would have a lot more followers. Which is fine and good, but that's not what Srila Prabhupada said. That's not how he defined illicit sex life. And therefore, even if we don't get that many initiates, even if people think that we're extremely conservative and restricting the natural urges of the senses and the body, still, that's our business, is to repeat that which we have gotten from Srila Prabhupada and practice that. Let materialistic people think whatever they want. Let other people think whatever they want. Now, another example, which I'd spoken about sometime earlier, is that there are certain statements, for instance, about women, particularly in Srimad Bhagavatam, about women being less intelligent and so on, always needing protection, which isn't really in vogue with the line of thinking in which the 21st century people approach women. And if we were to edit these statements out, then we would have more intellectual and deep thinking people who have otherwise become offended by such statements, and therefore they won't take up Krishna consciousness. Well, according to Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's statement, but we can't do that. Our business is not to edit Srila Prabhupada's comments or to edit Srimad Bhagavatam. We just present it as it is. And if someone's really intelligent, in other words, if they see the whole scope of Srila Prabhupada's works and comments on women, which are so supportive, full of respect, and so on, then they'll be able to digest these statements, especially in the context that they're being made, rather than take offense. What to speak of the fact that then there is the whole corpus of Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam and Srila Prabhupada's works, which presents the absolute truth. If someone's really intelligent, then they're not going to give up their very rare and fortunate connection with the Absolute Truth just because they don't understand why something has been stated the way it is. So in any case, we shouldn't change our principles, we shouldn't change what we believe in, but rather we should continue on and remain faithful to Srila Prabhupada. And as it's stated here, we don't want to become religious preachers who want to protect their existence by flattering others, whether we get less money, less followers, less initiates, or even if perhaps our existence comes into question. Well, if Hare Krishnas are so conservative, then maybe we'll lose the type of political and financial support that allows us to exist somewhere. No harm. At least let's cease, or let's die, let the society be closed down for it standing for what it believes in. And ultimately, we know that it can't be closed down. Even though it's closed down in one place, it will come out in another. Because that was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's will. So try and stop us in one place, and we'll grow in another. Krishna consciousness is like a hydra. You cut off its head, and another two heads will pop out in its place. Provided that we're connected to our own pure teachings and the empowerment that comes for such things from our acharyas. Some further comments on Bhakti Santa Saraswati Thakur's points here at a later date, well, tomorrow. Hare Krishna.